Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 2, Wednesday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. You'll find them completely free. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for access to their websites, and we give it all away. freetalklive.com. So we're talking about security at airports, or we were talking about it a few days ago on the show in America. And I guess they've got an X-ray machine now in Phoenix or something like that that they're testing. And it's voluntary. Oh, you don't have to go through the X-ray machine unless you want to. You can try it out. It's fun. Go ahead. Have an X-ray. Of course, X-rays aren't exactly the healthiest thing for you to be exposed to on a regular basis.
No, you know, when it used to be, when X-rays first came out, it was fun stuff. So they would, the shoe departments, the big-time shoe stores, mm-hmm. would have X-ray machines.
Oh, my goodness.
So that you could see whether how your foot was fitting in the shoe.
Wow.
Well, then they find out,
oh, go ahead.
This crap's bad for people.
Yes. Yeah. I lost my virginity, in a sense, at the Tampa airport last week. I went through the puffer machine for the first time.
Oh, yeah. Haven't they come out and said that those aren't really very effective?
I don't
know. Isn't that what George told us from the TSA?
Just to help the environment a little bit, I did a little methane release for them.
And I didn't set anything off?
I keep my eyes shut. I don't want to have anything blown in them by that machine. You know, it just seems like that's the worst thing. That's the thing I could do to you.
Well, now there's news out of the BBC about Heathrow Airport. Passengers there are being invited. They're being invited to sign up for a trial. What do you think? Is it a credit card or free jewelry? I mean, what are they doing?
You get
here?
To see yourself naked after?
Vibrating body cavity shirts?
No, and it doesn't have anything to do with X-rays, but it is a trial of the most advanced passenger screening equipment in the world. Travelers will be able to bypass long queues if they have their fingerprints biometrically scanned, while face and eye scans will be introduced soon. Those trying the MySense system have the scans at the same time as their passport is scanned at check-in. It's designed to make traveling easier while maintaining security. Some Cathay Pacific and Emirates flights will invite passengers to join the trial when they check in. Come on over! Have your fingerprints scanned in! Face and eye scans too! Boy, isn't this fun, passengers! You should feel honored you're taking part in a trial of the most accurate, most invasive security system in the entire world. Sign up. Come right over.
Will you buy me a drink first?
We'll get all your information put on this convenient little carry-on tag that you get to take with you. Of course, we'll keep it all, too, including your blood RH, your social security number, everything you fill out. We'll just put it all
your
in
mom's
a tag.
Breast so size.
You can just blip, go right through.
What if my name is Mohammed?
That's not going to be good for you.
No. Passengers' details are linked to their passport. They can be fast-tracked past queues through security and boarding controls. The British Airports Authority said the system, I guess this is like the TSA, it's the BAA over in Great Britain, said the system provided passengers with a type of electronic key which could allow them to pass easily through each stage of the airport's processes. Steve Chalice, the head of product development for the BAA, said, quote, "Rather than having to continually show pieces of paper to prove who you are or to prove entry into the next stage of a journey, then your electronic key should make things much faster and much more secure at the same time." I mean, he's just basically coming right out and saying, "We're moving on beyond the age of paper identification, slaves. Now you're going to have this digital ID, and it will make our security system all the more secure."
Sounds like a slippery slope to me, guys.
You don't feel good about this, Wayne?
Yeah.
Somebody must feel good about this. 1-800-259-9231. You can certainly call in and share how warm and fuzzy this particular system is making you feel right now. Because if they're doing it in Great Britain, it could very easily cross the shores and come here. It could come to your country as well. We had a story not too long ago where Russia was giving people lie detector tests. So, I mean, if you take the sum of all of the different security measures around the world, you've got Russia with lie detector tests, Great Britain now introducing retina scans, face scans, fingerprints. You've got the United States with its puffer machine, its scanning machines, the X-ray machines.
Wait a minute. Did we win the Cold War?
Yes, but now it's a war on terror, Wayne. Come on, get with the
times. We need a new war, darn it. Right. Now we've got a war on those crazy Muslims.
I mean, really,
they want to kill us all.
What are we missing here? I mean, of all the security protocols that I just went through, what haven't they brought about? I mean, it's just that they've got it. They've pretty much got it all. It just hasn't been. It hasn't gone widespread yet. It hasn't all gone to every single airport yet. What am I missing? Is there anything else? I think we've covered the bases here.
Pretty much. You know, basically, they're in America. They're telling us whether or not we can travel.
Or get a job.
The vast majority of people are being allowed to travel, but that's what they're telling us. You know, with the terrorist watch list, these people can't use airplanes. Now, if you're leaving the country, whether it's by boat, plane, truck, whatever, they have to give an itinerary. Is that what they call it? Basically, you know, the conveyance has to give a list to the Department of Homeland Security to make sure that it's okay that these people travel in and out of the country. Do we really need the government's say-so as to whether or not we can travel?
Well, of course, the bureaucrats in charge of the BAA agree, quote, biometric ID systems are fundamental to securing our borders in a more mobile age. Even Great Britain's securing their borders.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big thing. Mr. Byrne went on to argue that the system is a good example of how ID cards will be useful when helping people move through security. We're helping you. See, the security is there. And, folks, it's not going away, so why don't you just accept these new invasive means? We want to help you move through security. See, we put up all these barriers, but now we're going to make life easier. First, we made it harder by putting these barriers up, and now you can thank us for giving you this ID card with your retina scans and everything on it, because it's going to save you 5 minutes.
What happens when someone steals my ID card?
Well, you're going to have your identity stolen, I guess. I don't know. I mean, what is going to happen? I'm sure they could crack the code.
They'll need to implant something in me so they can't steal it.
Yes. That's an excellent point, Wayne. That will, of course, be the next step. That is what many people have been predicting for years, and the predictions are coming true at this point, and it's pretty frightening. In order to take part, they must hold a passport valid for at least 6 months, be over the age of 18, and fulfill UK government background checks. A total of 13 different identifying scans of their fingerprints, irises, and face will permit them to carry a membership card. Yay! You're in the security club!
Ha ha ha! That's great.
And allow them to use the system whenever they fly. It's so convenient, Mark. This is just... I mean, who could disagree with security like this?
We are so safe now.
Yeah.
You know, I...
Thank you, mommy government.
I don't have a problem with identifying myself. I really don't. It doesn't bother me. I've got nothing to hide from you people. But I don't want to pay for the giant bureaucracy that goes with it. And I don't want to have to deal with the jerk in the tight pants that believes he's just all that because he happens to have a job with the government, working as a security guy.
That's right. Please stand over here, sir.
Yeah.
Over here. Please stand over here.
Right over here.
Stand over here.
I don't want to have to deal with him. Hey, Jack Ball, you're just a loser, and you'd be collecting the trash if it wasn't for this. You know what? I'm sorry to all trashmen out there. Forgive me.
Yeah, I'm happy with my trashmen here.
The trashmen are good.
Yeah. We've got a free market in trash people here in Keene where we live.
Well, you're paying for it.
I am paying for it.
Yeah.
Directly.
Oh, you do it?
No, here in Keene, it's you contract for trash.
Included in your massive property taxes?
No,
property
taxes are massive, but no, it doesn't include city trash service.
Most of New Hampshire, it seems like you have to somehow set up some kind of outside trash collection, which I find interesting. It costs about the same as we were sort of told the trash collection costs where we were previously in Sarasota.
Hmm.
So it's surprisingly not cheaper, but... It doesn't bother me.
The service is better.
I don't know that the service is... It's better because they don't kick back any trash.
I put a bin out there. Like a Tupperware bin, one of those moving bins with the locking sides on it.
Right.
And so these guys have to actually unlock the sides of the bin, remove the lid, and then dump the trash. I mean, in Sarasota, where we come from, this would be an unapproved container. It would be rejected, refused.
No, in Bradenton, they would do it. I lived in Bradenton anyway.
We're coming back with more now. It's all about security in the United States and the rest of the world these days, or at least in some countries. And... that security is going to be soon perhaps brought to a school near you. We'll talk about that coming up. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's December 13, 2006. Gold's at $624.90, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $645.55, $325.33 for half, and $162.67 for quarter ounce coins at $645.55, $325.33, and $162.67. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt. Instead of living each day in fear, it's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that you'll find there, because they're completely free, and that does include the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got two brand new members of the Shrine. You can take a look at them. It's Casey is one of them. She's a 21-year-old college student, very concerned with the future of America. And so she has joined up with the Free Talk Live Shrine of Female Listeners. You can see it at shrine.freetalklive.com. And you also need to know that, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge, on which time is running out. We're at like about 67%, I think, at this point, of the goal, which is to get 1,000 signers to the first 1,000 pledge by the end of the year. And so time is running very short. If you've been considering getting on board with the first 1,000 pledge, please head over to freestateproject.org and learn more about it and get signed up, because we really need to find 1,000 people that will move for freedom within the next 2 years. Now, you know, technically, I was talking with somebody, the first 1,000 pledge is technically invalid at this point, Mark.
Why is that?
Well, because I was the starter of the pledge, right? They came to me, the Free State Project came to me and asked me if I would be the first signer of the first 1,000 pledge. And the pledge itself essentially says that I, Ian Bernard, will move to New Hampshire. I will move to New Hampshire by the end of 2008, where I'll work to bring about a government society in which government's maximum role is protecting life, liberty, and property, but only if 999 other liberty-minded individuals will too. So the pledge itself essentially is predicated on getting to 1,000 signatures. But I moved anyway.
But you already moved.
Right.
So you threw a wrench in the whole thing.
Yeah, I guess so. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens here. We'd love to have your participation. Freestateproject.org. As we go to school with Wayne.
Yes,
what's going on?
Well, right here in Jaffrey, New Hampshire, we found some low-hanging fruit of stupidity. in yesterday's Keene Sentinel, there was a story, Board Wary of Security Plan. The Jaffrey Rin School Board members cite costs of new two-year initiative. Well, this was a $255,000 plan for enhanced security at every school in the Jaffrey Ringe Cooperative School District. It drew mixed reception from the school board members Monday night. It was the security plan, which features several measures that came under the greatest scrutiny. Administrators said the plan is necessary in light of the recent violence in schools nationwide, but some board...
Wait. This is Jaffrey, New Hampshire. I just did a quick check on Wikipedia. Population 5,500. So, because there was some school violence in New York City or California,
Los Angeles,
or Paducah, Kentucky, or wherever it was, that they have to institute security systems in Jaffrey, New Hampshire. This is their excuse because there's violence somewhere in the world.
Yes, but it gets better. See, some school board members question the value of adding cameras, but you know why? Because they don't have someone to monitor them constantly.
Right.
Unbelievable.
So we need more bureaucrats to watch over the students.
Now, in defense of security cameras, I mean, just the existence of security cameras has certainly been shown to modify people's behavior in the past. So even if you don't have somebody watching the cameras, it's still going to be the case that people are going to perhaps behave a little bit better because they don't know if somebody's there watching.
Yes.
And if there's somebody rolling tape and something is caught on the cameras, then somebody can go back and review said tape at the appropriate time. But nonetheless, essentially, they're arguing for more bureaucrats.
Absolutely. They've got to have more than that. They don't have enough there, I guess.
Right. There are never enough bureaucrats.
But the best part is the first-year plan would include replacing classroom doors so that teachers can lock themselves in from inside, something that's a standard in all new schools now.
That's in case there's a madman on campus, right?
Yeah, and they can have all the young boys themselves.
I can hardly imagine there's going to be incidents that's these teachers are going to lock themselves in and like they're going to not be able to get out.
I don't know how it works. I haven't been. I mean, I don't think they had this when I was in school. Do you have to have a key for the system? I mean, does anybody know exactly? Can a kid go in and open the door? Is it
if he's late for class? You mean or to get
I mean,
out?
Can
or
the kid who's in the class open the door? Can only the teacher open the door? What's the system that's actually in place there? If you're in school and you've seen these locks, I'm just kind of curious. 800-259-9231.
What if you're late for class? You have to do a secret knock to get in?
Well, they were doing that when I was in school. If you were late for class, the teacher just wouldn't let you in.
I think that it happened.
And they could lock the doors back then, so I wonder what the difference is between then and now.
I don't know.
Special card you can swipe or that identifies you as the teacher? Is that the idea?
I don't know. Now, if they're locking the kids in and the teachers aren't in the classroom, I got a real problem with that. Just like click, click, fire hazard. That doesn't sound like a good thing.
Well, one thing's for sure. You talk about having the boys alone. You don't want to leave your kids alone with this person. In Salisbury, DelmarvaNow.com reporting, a Salisbury middle school policy that called for students to be escorted on bathroom breaks resulted in three students being forced to answer nature's call via a soda bottle.
Oh, my.
Excessive requests for bathroom breaks throughout the day have prompted faculty members to be more skeptical, requiring some students to be escorted. Now, I think that when I was in school, I think it was more like elementary school, but probably some occasions in middle school, there was always a few times where you just asked to go to the bathroom just so you could get the heck out of class, right?
I'm sure I did that in every level of grade that there was, but, some days you've got to go more than others.
Especially those days you drink Diet Coke with lime.
Those are the days for me.
But now they're saying that there's been too many requests to go to the bathroom. Now they're getting suspicious. And so when no one was available to escort three bathroom-eager students on Friday, their teacher had an unusual solution to the problem. Preston Whittington said his 13-year-old nephew, an eighth grader at the school, was told to urinate into a soda bottle along with two other boys. Now, I don't think the teacher told them to do it simultaneously.
Why not?
But nonetheless, is this appropriate for a classroom to have kids... go to the back of the class, turn around?
Is the control aspect of our schools so important that our children have to now go into soft drink containers?
It'd be nice if teachers could just teach.
Yeah. Is the education actually worth staying in class for? Is it so great? Is the quality of the education at government schools so great that you just can't afford to miss 3 minutes of it? No, that's definitely not the case.
No.
The quality's crap. Well, Whittington, according to the assistant superintendent for the school board, said the incident's being reviewed as a personnel matter, and Brown would not release the teacher's name. Whittington, whose two children also attend Salisbury Middle, said the incident occurred because of the strict policies at the school, so I guess they either have to hold it or mess themselves, he said. The mother, who's also guardian of his nephew, is upset, and she wants answers. She says kids should be able to wash their hands or pee in private. Can you believe we're having this conversation? Mm-hmm. Can you believe this is an issue in schools today?
I can't believe that the idea of a free school is so valuable to Americans that they'll put their kids through this.
Nothing is free.
Well, essentially it's free to the parent, though.
Yes.
That's what they tell themselves.
That's the way they
free education. That's part of the Communist Manifesto, guys.
Yeah. It is. It is one of the ten planks, I think?
Yes. Free education.
Well,
if I've got to pay to educate their kids, am I going to have to pay to feed their dogs soon, too?
Yes.
To address the situation, school administrators felt it necessary to announce to all eighth graders and teachers the teachers and administrators would be more selective on students going to the bathroom. The last time I saw trouble with kids going to the bathroom was when I was in, I think it was second grade, and there was a young lady in the class with me who was raising her hand quite vehemently in order to go to the bathroom. And the teacher would not allow it to happen. So this sort of thing's been going on.
The teacher didn't stop it from happening.
Well, that's true. She didn't. We'll come back with more. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Could you be the next high-tech millionaire? The inventor of Caller ID, the digital answering machine, and picture-in-picture has taken his newest, unique, cutting-edge inventions and removed them from corporate America, and is looking for people like you to market these products. Paul Zane Pilzer, the author of the book The Next Millionaires, who predicted the dot-com and the boom of the wellness industry, has now said there will be 10 million millionaires created between 2006 and 2016 in the technology industry. Those that work from home distributing technology products will have the first shot at success. This company has a successful 23-year track record and needs people like you who want to earn a considerable extra sum of money each month. Check out our solid, reputable company and learn how you can tap into this trillion-dollar industry. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call today, 682-518-0096. That's 682-518-0096. Or visit the website 2006breakthrough.com. Again, that's 2006breakthrough.com.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
The show is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there because they are completely free, and that does include the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Over 900 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener-editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Send a gift, floral arrangement, or centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers.com, and you won't even break the bank this year. They offer flowers and gifts from $19.99. Mention code FTL and you'll save 10% off your next order. Delivered same day, any day. Call, click, or come in. Call, click, or come in, 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice for the holidays and every day. And it helps FTL.
So we're talking about an issue out of DelmarvaNow.com, the Daily Times reporting that Salisbury, Maryland, actually is where it was, a 13-year-old 8th grader at Westside School and two other boys in the same class were ordered by their teacher to urinate in a soda bottle. Now, it's just stunning that this bureaucrat could have been so authoritarian, so callous towards the needs of children. Don't adults go to the bathroom too? Don't they remember what it was like when they had a little bladder and they were smaller and they were having to hold their urine in class? I mean, how callous can you be? How mean?
I'd like to think that something really important was going on in class.
I doubt it.
I don't know what that could be, but I would like to think that was the case.
And what if a soda bottle is not big enough? What do they do? Give another
kids?
One?
Yeah, for 3 kids, I can imagine it would be.
Well, they were probably given separate soda bottles, or it was emptied.
I would hope that they had separate soda bottles, because that's pretty sick.
Unsanitary, too, maybe.
Right, I mean, I don't want to be getting sloppy seconds on that.
Urine's pretty sanitary stuff.
That's true. They drink it in India, I heard.
Now, what if it would have...
We've read stories about people who drink it here in America.
Can you imagine...
Yuck!
I mean, can you imagine, first of all, just the situation is just so absurd anyway, but what we're talking about is 3 boy students being asked to pee in a soda bottle. So the idea being, I guess, go to the back of the class, whip it out, pee in the soda bottle, and set it on the counter and go back to your seat, presumably.
Maybe. But, you know, we had a gym teacher in my high school that actually would sit and watch the boys shower.
Really?
Yes. He lost his job eventually. But not for that. He got arrested for stealing sneakers, a truckload of sneakers.
Wow.
Hmm.
There was one story, and you know, that reminds me of something I haven't thought of in a long time. There was this one guy that taught the, I think it was one of the coaches as well. He was in a Farmore one night, which is this defunct store. I don't know if it actually exists anywhere else, but it died out in the place we lived in. It was kind of like just a general cheapy store, like bigger than a Walgreens, but sort of that style.
Sort of a pharmacy thing.
Like like a big Walgreens.
And yeah. the ceiling tiles pharmacy. Missing?
No, no. He actually went in and he stole a bottle of an applicator of Neosporin. Like, he stole Neosporin, and they caught him. They lost control, had their eyes on him in the store, and they went after him in the parking lot, and it made the news. And of course, we all made fun of him because he didn't lose his job over it, if you can believe that.
Hmm.
He made the news, and it was just kind of funny. Like, your teacher just got arrested for stealing a bottle of Neosporin.
It is funny. I wonder. I have put things in my pockets in stores before because it's a good place to carry things, mm-hmm. pockets. And I have every intention of going to the cash register and paying for it. But I'll bet it's possible. I've never done this. It's possible that you just forget. You know, something happens. Mm-hmm. The wife calls, get home quick. The house is on fire and or whatever. And there's this thing in your pocket.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. But, I mean, it just
does that make you a klepto?
What, putting something in your pocket?
Yeah.
You're a klepto.
Is there a term for that?
You just take... No, you're a person who's carrying something and conveniently and want a convenient place to carry it.
See, I could never do that. I'm so paranoid. Even if I start playing with my keys in my pocket, mm-hmm. I start going in front of the camera show, taking my keys out. Here,
just the keys! Just me! Right.
And my wife, this drives me crazy, but we're in a store, and she'll get something, some drink for the kids, and she'll start letting the kids drink it before we go to the cash register. And then
that bugs you?
That bugs me.
Yeah.
I want to pay for it first before I let the kids drink
As long as you got cash in your pocket, I think you're going to be okay.
A soda's okay because they know how much was in it and that kind of thing. Now, if you're eating grapes
that's a problem.
Before you get to the cash register, I think you're stealing every grape you eat.
But then there's ice cream wrapper. Sometimes it'll be an ice cream, and then you get the wrapper, and it's got the melting ice cream coming out. Yes. I'll throw this one away, and I'll just tell them I bought two.
What? Well,
get closer.
So where I was going with the point about the boys, again, three boys ordered to go and pee in a soda bottle because the teacher didn't want to let them go to the bathroom. How do they have handled a female student?
I don't know.
As a guy, it's no problem. You whip it out, pee in the bottle, and put it back. It's still an outrageous situation, but can you imagine? Can you imagine this teacher handing a bucket to a female student or something like that?
Yeah, put it out in the back of the room with a little screen where nobody can see her.
Just amazing that this is going on. And the administrators are saying, they're going to investigate. We're going to investigate this. Not going to say whether or not anybody's going to be fired. We're just going to look into the matter. So they're looking into it. What do you think will happen?
Nothing.
That's a safe bet. 800-259-9231. If you've got stories from when you were in school, if you encountered authoritarian bureaucrats like this and you want to share with us, please do at 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we go to another school-related story where a student has taped a teacher proselytizing in class. Accept Jesus or you belong in hell, says the teacher. Not exactly appropriate for a government school. A Kearney High School student has accused a history teacher of crossing the line between teaching and preaching. And he says he's got the tapes to prove it, according to NJ.com. Junior Matthew LeClaire, age 16, said his history teacher, David Paskowitz, who's also a Baptist preacher in town, spent the first week of class lecturing students more about heaven and hell than the colonies and the Constitution.
Now, that's got to be tough. I must say...
Conflict of interest?
It's not that it's a conflict of interest, but if you're practiced at being, your performance persona is practiced at preaching the Bible, and then you're sort of asked to get up in a room full in front of people, whether they, you know, they're kids or they're adults or whomever, it's probably very easy for him to slip back into the role of preacher.
I see what you're saying, kind of like how when radio stations, when I was working for a music rock station way back in the day, they changed call letters. It's kind of hard to remember to say the new call letters as opposed to the old call letters. But after you slip up once, you know, you correct yourself and you make that mental adjustment, okay, I shouldn't do this again. It doesn't sound like this guy was just, whoopsie, slipping up and, oh, let a few words about God slip out. No, he was proselytizing.
Well, but it,
you belong in hell if you don't accept Jesus, is what he told the kids.
That's a tough sell. That's a hard sell.
What is?
Well, that whole hell and brimstone method that is very prevalent in the South.
What's hard about it exactly?
Well, you know, there's a hard sell and a soft sell.
Oh, I see. It's not difficult to sell. That is the hard sell. I get what you're saying. Absolutely.
The hard close.
It is. It's the hard close. Look, you can either accept Jesus now or you're going to spend the rest of eternity. This life that you've got here, it's like a twinkling of the eye, however long that might be, whatever happens when eyes twinkle. But it's like a twinkling of an eye compared to eternity. Eternity is forever and ever and ever, and all you're going to do is sit and burn in hell with the demons, and your tongue's going to swell up, and you're going to just wish you had a little drop of water. How awful.
I wonder if it ever occurred to him to teach by example.
Well, like, in what way? Being a witness? I see.
Apparently it occurred to him to attack the theory of evolution in his history class. He dismissed them. He dismissed the theories of evolution as unscientific, as well as the Big Bang. LeClaire, who described his own religious views as non-Christian, said he wanted to complain about Peskowitz to school administrators, but feared his teacher would deny the charges and that no one would take a student's word against a teacher. So, he said, he started taping Peskowitz. Quote, I would have never suspected something like this went on in a public school, said yesterday, but if I didn't have those CDs, everything would have been dismissed. The Jersey Journal has listened to the recordings, and no one is disputing that it's Peskowitz who is speaking. So he caught him red-handed, recorded the entire tirades. And will anything happen to this guy? Well, as of yesterday, at least when this article was written, Peskowitz was still teaching his class. More on the way, 800-259-9231. You take control. Free Talk Live. Little Snitches coming up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. so much money so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-889-2994 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. They're completely free. But if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then we ask that you go and vote for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote for the show. It's very quick, very easy. It only takes you maybe a minute maximum. And all you need is your email address. It won't be sold. It won't be spammed. Vote.freetalklive.com helps us stay in the top 10 podcasts of the world. Currently ranked, I believe, at number 4 as of last night. And that's okay. I mean, it is number 4 out of 25,000-something podcasts. So, yeah, it's all right. But we'd rather be number 1 because the higher up we are on that chart, the more new listeners we're going to get to listen to the show, and therefore the more new people coming across the message of freedom and liberty.
You know, I was so disappointed when I saw us at number 4. I can't tell you, because we were sitting at number 1 just a couple of days
ago.
We
were. It's tough, man. It's
and
really
got,
hard competition.
We've got more votes than we did a couple of months ago. We ended the month with, now. And I know we can, obviously we're pulling people in, we're getting them to vote, but it just, you know, those
so
darn,
are they.
Those darn, that darn, darn Potter kid is getting more people to
Harry
vote.
Harry Potter!
So, I would like very, very much just to be in number 3, because, that we've been warring with that podcast for such a long time.
Yeah, it's true. Vote.freetalklive.com, great way to help support the show. So we're talking about kids, we're talking about schools, and just some crazy stuff that's happened in schools recently. Just to recap again, kids asked or ordered by their teacher to go in the back of the class and pee into a bottle because the teacher didn't want to let them out so they could go to the bathroom.
Does anybody wonder why homeschooling is growing by leaps and bounds?
Yeah. Let's see, what else? Oh, the story about the student who taped his teacher proselytizing in class, saying things like, quote, "He did everything in his power to make sure that you could go to heaven, so much so that he took your sin on his own body, suffered your pains for you, and he's saying, please accept me, believe me." This is going on in a government school history class. He adds, according to the tapes, quote, "If you reject that, you belong in hell. The outcome is your prerogative, but the way I see it, God himself sent his only son to die for David Paskowitz on that cross, and if you reject that, then it really is to hell with
well,
you."
I would totally agree with this preacher in what he's saying, that if you reject Jesus Christ when he asks you to become his, to be your personal savior, then, in fact, you do deserve hell. But Jesus hasn't
that's
done that.
If you
that.
Believe that's true.
Well, but Jesus hasn't done that. Jesus has been dead for 2,000 years.
Mm.
It's some preacher saying that you should do that.
Right.
So I'm not so sure, and that's really where this whole problem begins.
Well, it's a bit over the top, guys.
If you thought that was problematic, then how about this? We talked about last night snitching. We talked about how, I think it was last, maybe it was a couple nights ago, but anyway, we talked about how the federal government would very much like to have you snitching out your neighbors. In the case of the story we were talking about, it was snitching out people posting on your web blog, on your website. But the snitch program doesn't stop there. The snitch program is being encouraged. Kids are being encouraged to snitch.
Well, they've been trying to get kids to encourage to snitch for a while.
They have. But this is a new dimension to the encouraging kids to snitch idea. Now, they've been trying to encourage kids to snitch on their parents for things like smoking marijuana and that sort of thing. For instance, if you're in DARE class, the DARE officer is going to come up and say, "Now, kids, this is marijuana. How many of you have parents that smoke this? Raise your hands."
Me, yeah, I do.
"Now, we're just going to help your parents, Johnny. Where do they live?" You know, basically, this is something they do in DARE class. They try to get kids to rat their parents out. But now it's getting worse. Fayetteville, the morning news reporting, "Beware Fayetteville homeowners with trash or old tires and overgrown yards. Children might be watching."
Oh, no.
"An educational program to teach kids how to spot building and property code violations."
Oh, no.
"Complete with local with colorful characters such as Willy Weeds and Trashy Tina will be in the hot little hands of local children soon, thanks to Fayetteville city officials." Apparently, their code enforcement bureaucrats aren't turning enough tricks. They need the kids to snitch out their parents and neighbors. The program is funded by a federal community development block grant and corporate sponsors as well. The centerpiece of the idea is an activity book listing Fayetteville's Dirty Dozen. Don't expect Lee Marvin and Charles Bronson to make an appearance, though. Instead, officials expect kids to take their cues from characters like Willy Weeds, a peace sign flashing Birkenstock-wearing collector of crabgrass and other filthy foliage. Yolanda Fields, a community resources director.
Do they have a dirty hippie? Is that what they're doing? They're creating
a
dirty hippie weed?
Teach your snitchers well.
Yeah, they may have a song. I'm not sure.
I'm sure they have a song because that works.
It's coming.
Yes, it's coming.
You know, it'd be one thing if you had kids snitching on violent crime. I'm for that. I want kids to, you know, "Now don't be scared, little Susie. You see somebody beating somebody else up,"
mm-hmm.
you know, to call the law.
Call McGruff.
I'm fine with that. But when you're talking about, "Now we have little rules that we want everybody to follow, Johnny, and it's bad not to follow the little rules. It's bad to have a messy yard." And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I agree. I don't want somebody with a messy yard next door to me. But
so
do
you
we
support
really
this
need...
program?
No. Do we really need little kids walking around, you know,
now,
checking off who's got a clean yard and who's got a dirty one?
And does your daddy have any guns?
Yeah, it could be going there, too, especially when they start passing the gun bans, which, of course, some states would like to pass, some
yep.
people would like to pass.
And a lot of kids are just... You know, they're just natural-born snitches, so
yeah.
the kids, the teachers know, well, we'll just put
right
this
up their
to
alley.
Work. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the excuses of the bureaucrats in this case, they're going to tell you that this isn't intended to turn the kids into snitches. In fact, Yolanda Fields, the Community Resources Director, says the activity book is intended to educate future homeowners before they can develop bad habits. So we're trying to indoctrinate the children with good homeowning habits at age... 7. The other benefit, she added, is children can inform their parents. See, they're not telling kids to inform mommy government. Just tell your parents to get the yard in shape. Of course, you know, it's unspoken here that, well, if the school people are telling us to keep an eye out for this, maybe I should report this to school people. That's just, they're not admitting that that's where they're going with this program, but you know that's where they're going with it. "Kids bring a lot of things home to the family," she said. "What they're bringing home this time is a motley crew of code criminals," explained Chris Hart, designer of the activity book. Willie Weeds is joined by Vinny the Violator, Curbside Carla.
Vinny the Violator.
Hey, what are you doing?
And, hey, you know, I don't care nothing about your stinking rules, so we don't need no stinking rules around here.
Don't forget Paul.
Put my car on the grass if I want to.
Don't forget Pole Sign Pete, among others.
Full-time Pete.
The books aimed at fourth... This is a real article. Aimed at fourth and fifth graders... Oh, sorry, I was wrong. 7 years and that'd be fourth and be 9 and 10-year-olds. Are part of a larger effort. No, Field said, it's not to get kids to rat out their parents for yard violations.
No.
He says it's
except
a full...
get them to rat out their neighbors for yard violations.
It's a full-blown interactive education program, she said. Fayetteville's Community Resources Division spent $7,000 designing and printing 8,000 copies of the book. Field said officials copied... $7,000? Man, you know, that's... Yeah, they didn't do too bad on that, I don't think. For 8,000 copies, that's less than a buck a copy, right?
And they can rat their parents out for whatever they want to.
Field said, that, yeah, it's probably going to pay dividends in the code enforcement.
Oh, I'm sure. Out.
Field said officials copied the activity book idea from similar programs in San Antonio and Corpus Christi, Texas. See what I say about bad ideas spreading between governments? And then he wrote, and then they wrote and designed their own book specifically for Fayetteville. Hart, Cave Spring graphic designer, was awarded the contract to illustrate the book. I think as long as you're having fun with it, it keeps you involved. Corporate sponsorships paid the rest of the money to bring Curbside Carla to kids, and the federal grant covered the rest. Another $600 was spent on a costume depicting Ranger, Code Compliance's cartoon dog mascot. Ranger. Come on, kids, we're going to have Ranger come in today, and he's going to teach you about how tall your grass can be.
And about getting a proper dog license. Did your daddy get your dog a license?
Yeah, that kind of stuff too, sure.
You know, if a dog doesn't have a license and it goes out and bites somebody, they could get rabies.
They die. Community Resources Division hopes
swell up like a big pumpkin before they die.
They hope to speak at schools and other locales to encourage children to be aware of code compliance and to notify others. Hmm. So, you're not supposed to snitch out your parents, but you're to be aware of code compliance and to notify others. It absolutely sounds like they're encouraging kids to snitch out their neighbors,
what
if
else
not
could
their
they
parents.
Possibly be doing?
Alan Wilburn, the director of the school community relations, said, educating children to give information to parents can work. It sounds like a neat idea, said of the program. The seatbelt program nationwide got kick-started in the same way. The seatbelt program? Wait a minute. Is he saying that the seatbelt, the national seatbelt mandates, were started with an education program for kids?
Boy, it sounds like hiring those Soviet advisors is really paying dividends.
800-259-9231. More than 3,000 code violations were issued in Fayetteville last year, and the bureaucrats think they're going to get up to 4,000 by the end of this year. They got goals for this sort of
yeah,
thing, Mark.
They're going to make it work.
Hour number three is coming up. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.